We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Chosh and Mishpat, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Gevias Choyv Mehayisaimim, Halacha Gimel, Paragraph Yud Tes. This halacha is based on the chapter on Likutei Moran, Aye Mekoyim Kevoidoi, chapter 12, in the second half of Likutei Moran. Veze Bechinas Lag Boimer. Based on what we've been learning till now, and based on what Rabbeinu Zal writes there in Likutei Moran, we'll be able to understand the holiday of Lag Boimer. Ki Rabbi Shimon ben Yochoi hivtiach ki loy tishokach mipizaroi. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochoi Zal promised the Jewish people that the Torah will never be forgotten from Hashem's children. Shehatoyro loy tishtakach mipi Yisrael al yodoi. That through the efforts and through the merit of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochoi, the Torah will not be forgotten. Ki bezoyar do yifkun min galusa. Because with this book, with this Zohar HaKadosh, with the teachings of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochoi, the Jews will go out of exile. Ki tano echod omar, because one rabbi in the Gemara said, asido toiro shetishtakach mi Yisrael. There's going to come a time in the future when the Torah is going to be forgotten from the Jewish people. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochoi omar, sheloi tishtakach. Whereas Rabbi Shimon bar Yochoi said, it's not going to be forgotten. Kemoi shom Rabbi Seinu Zal, as the Gemara discusses this in Shabbos, page 138. Ube'emes elu ve'elu divrei elikim chayim, u'shnehem emes al pianal. The truth is, both rabbis were speaking the word of Hashem. Both of them were right, based on what we learned earlier. Ki af al pi shetishokach, meaning, even though things are going to get so dark and so bad that the Torah is going to be forgotten by many people, lo tishtakach, it is not going to be forgotten completely. It is not going to go lost. The Jews are not going to lose their connection to the Torah completely. Because when people fall to such a low level that's referred to as places of filth, which are far from Hashem's light, far from holiness, that's another version of forgetting the Torah. Shehu kvoidoi, which is Hashem's light, which is Hashem's kovoid. Avla fal pikein. However, even when that will happen, al yedei shemechapsim vedorshim gam shom es Hashem yisborach, by people who are in the darkness, who are very far from Hashem, very far from holiness, by them searching for Hashem, and asking, Aye, Eifoy, where is Hashem? Where is holiness? How do we find our way back to that light? Through this, the people will succeed in returning to Hashem with a major, major elevation. Nimtza, Shashem Yisborach, Chomal Oleinu. So we see, therefore, that Hashem had pity on us, Vohireinu Eitzois Meirochoi, and has given us advice, has shown us advice from the distance. Shegam Betoich Oitzim Hashikha, that even within the depths of forgetting and seemingly losing the connection to Hashem, Afal Pikein, Al yedei hashikcha biatzmoi, shibchinas aye, she'en yoidin min ha'toyer mechvoidei klal, through that fall, by being in that darkness, by being in that state of having forgotten Hashem, which is referred to as aye, where the person doesn't know where is the Torah, where is my connection to Hashem, afal pikein, still, aydei ze biatzmoi, yecholin lachzer l'Hashem yisborach, that itself can boomerang, can turn around and help the person come close to Hashem, al yedei habakosho v'hachipus levad kanal. Simply, if the person will search, if the person will not quit, they won't give up on themselves, they won't give up, period, They'll keep searching for a way to connect to Hashem. V'kol ze b'koyach u'zchus toirosoi shel Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. And all of this can be accomplished through the power and the merit of the teachings of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, shehu gilo sisrei Torah, because he is the one who was privileged to reveal and document, put on paper, secrets of Torah. Heim bebechinas maimar hasos v'chol asisrei Torah, heim bebechinas hamaimar sosum shu bereishis bechinas aye. And all the secrets of Torah are referred to as the hidden statement, the Maimar Sosim, corresponding to that first one of the 10 statements of creation, which is Bereishis, which is Ayeh. It's a hidden statement. It doesn't say clearly, Vayoymer Lekim, Hashem said, Sheshom Kol Rozin Ustimin Doiraisa. There, in that hidden statement, are found all the secrets of the Torah. V'alkein chiber Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai es hatikunim, and this is why the ultimate book that Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai zal authored is the Tikunei Zohar, or Tikunim as it's called, shehu shivin anpin al tevas bereishis, which is 70 chapters explaining the word bereishis, that first statement in the Torah. Shehu hamaymar sosum, which is the hidden statement, sheshom kol horozen stimin kanal. In there are found all of the secrets of Torah. The Tikkunei Zohar is a composite like of the entire Torah. Val yedei koyach hazeh, yesh lanu koyach lechapeis ulevake shoysi yisborach, afilu betachlus golus hanefesh. And through this power of this hidden statement of creation, the Tikkunei Zohar, through this we have the ability to search for Hashem, even no matter how far down our souls go into exile, into darkness, into forgetting. Afilu im nisrachaknu mikvoido moi, even if we became very distant from Hashem's kavod. Ki yicholin lechapeis ayei, because we have the ability to search where is Hashem? Ad shezoichen la'alois betachles v'aliyakanal, until this results in a major, major elevation, a major closeness to Hashem. Ki kol ze hu bekoyach uzchus hatzadikei emes, because all of this is with the power and the merit of the true tzadikim, shezochu al yedei kidushosom la'alois l'shom, who were zoiche through their great holiness to rise up to the level of ayeh, lebechinas ayeh bigdusha gedoyla, with great holiness, ad shehisigu shom rozin stimin kanal, to the point where by going up to that place of ayeh, they were zoiche to achieve knowledge and understanding of the deepest secrets of Torah. Kemoi Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai v'chaverov, like Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai and his students, ubekoy cham, and through their power, yesh koyach afilu lemi shenoyfel amokom shenoyfel, there exists the ability even to a person who falls to the lowest of places, lebechinas mekoymos hametunafim, to places that are referred to as filth, spiritual filth. Yesh loy koyach lechapes. The person has the ability to search, to reach out and ask, where is Hashem's light? And that search can slingshot the person, can shoot the person all the way up in one shot to the top floor, to that ayeh. Me'achar shekvar hoyu tzadikim amitiim, shezochu le'oir hazeh, because they're already tzadikim amitiim who achieve that great light, they make it available for the rest of Klal Yisrael. This one line that Rav Nosson Zal says here is an incredibly important statement. There's a chapter in Likutei Moran where Rabbeinu Zal speaks about rachmim pshutim and rachmim gedoilim. He speaks about the fact that by Hashem, there are two different levels. There's lower level and upper level. There's standard kindness and there's infinite kindness. And Rabbeinu Zal discusses how those are used, and he tells us that the great tzaddikim are the ones who have access to that rachmim gedolim, or as it's referred to as sometimes, the oitzar matnas chinam. The fact that Hashem has created the world in such a way that even the greatest of tzaddikim cannot be permanently attached to the Torah. They have to take breaks. They have to go to the bathroom. They have to eat. They have to sleep. During the time that the greatest of tzaddikim takes this break, how does he exist? And Rabbeinu Zal goes on to explain he exists because there is an oitzar matnas chinam. There is, besides the connection to the Torah, there is a connection to a higher level light, in a sense, which comes with no obligations. The connection to the Torah requires studying the Torah, fulfilling its mitzvahs, etc. This higher level light, this oitzar matnas chinam, refers to a level light like a backup generator that's available 24/7, so that whenever the tzaddik has to take a break from the Torah, automatically shifts on to that oitzar matnas chinam and is existing from there. Rabbeinu Zal says there, once there is a necessity for that to exist for the great tzaddikim, it's available also for the rest of the world, including the Rishoyim, including Lahavdil, the Goyim even. They need to exist. They need a connection to Hashem. That connection had to be prepared for tzaddikim, because these other guys, what do they deserve? Once Hashem created it and made it available for tzaddikim, it's available for everybody else also. And this applies exactly in our case. We're speaking about two levels. We're speaking about the 10 statements of creation, and we said they're broken out into two levels. Statement number one, which is called Maimar Sosom, the hidden statement. It's the keser, the crown. It's Aye Mekoyim Kevoido. It's the top of the top. Then there's the other 9 statements of creation, which are sort of the standard levels of light and kavod of Hashem. Now, we just showed that the greatest tzaddikim, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and his students, by studying secrets of Torah, especially the secrets of Torah that are found most in the first statement of creation, in Bereishis, the book Tikkunei Zohar, which is the deepest part of the Zohar HaKadosh, and it's the part that contains the most secrets and the heaviest secrets, and it's koilo the entire Torah, by Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and his students studying that and developing it to the fullest, they made it available. It's now available for everybody else in the world who goes through any kind of Yerida and Nefila, the worst kinds of Yeridas and Nefilas, that when they hit a certain bottom and there's no further down to go, and if they make the right move of reaching out to Hashem over there, it boomerangs. They go flying all the way up to that top, to that Maimar Sosom, to that Ayim Akoyim Kevoidoi, which is available in the Zuchus of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai v'Chaverov. There's a statement in the Gemara that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal once made, where he said that if necessary, he said, I believe, with my schus alone, I can cover the world from now till the end of time. Then he said, if you put me together with Yoisam ben Uziyahu, who was one of the kings of the Jewish people, our schus can cover from the beginning of time to the end of time. Literally, everything. Rav Rosenfeld, Zichron Avrocha, once explained on Lag BaOmer, on the Yahrzeit of Rav Shimon Yochai, from the Sforim, why did he pick this particular king? Why not Shlomo HaMelech? Why not Dovid HaMelech? One of the answers the Meforshim explain is, we know that there are 4 worlds, and these 4 worlds cover most of creation, in a sense, from top to bottom. The lowest world is the Olam Ho'asiya that we are in, the physical world. The next world is the world of the angels, the Olam HaYetzirah, it's called. Then comes, above that is the world of the throne of Hashem, as it's called, the Olam HaKisei, or the Olam HaBriya. And then comes the top of the top of the top, which is called Atzilus. Atzilus means Eitzel. Eitzel means closest to. The closest thing to Hashem himself, Kaviyochel, to Ein Sof, to the infinite light of Hashem. So the Meforshim bring that the first letters of Yoisam ben Uziyahu, Yud Beizayin, correspond to Yitzira, Bria, Asiya. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal was saying was, him and me, we got all four worlds covered. He covers the three lower worlds. I am Atzilus. I cover Atzilus. We've got all bases covered. Our Zechus is enough to cover the whole creation from beginning to end. Again, this is who Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal was. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal was the one who revealed, who tapped into the Maimar Sosum, the Aye, the Bereshis, the 70 Tikkunim, and all the other incredible things that he did. Back inside, so ubekoicham, with their power, with the power of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal and his chavraya and all the great tzaddikim, yesh koyach. We're about 10 lines up from the bottom. Yesh koyach afilu lemi shenoifel lemokim shenoifel. There exists the ability now for a person, even a person who falls, no matter how low down he falls, lebechinas mekoyim esam tunafim. There is the ability yesh loy koyach lechapes ulavakeish ayim mekoyim kevoidai. Ad she'oila lebechinas ayay. Why? Me'achar shekvar hoyu tzadikim amitim shezochu lo'ir hazeh. Once there already were great tzadikim who achieved that light through mitzvahs, not through averus, not through a yerida. They achieved that light by climbing the ladder, climbing to the top, becoming holier and holier and holier until they reached the top of the top. Al kein yesh koyach lahanoiflim. That's what makes it possible now for those that fall, lechapes ulavakesh, to search and seek, ad shenistaknin gamkein, until they get a tikkun also. Ki be'emes, ikar koichom al yedei hatzadik ho'emes, shezochu lebechinas ayei begdusha. Because the truth is, the whole power for these rishon, these people who fall so far down, the power for them to reach out and connect to the highest level light is only through the great tzaddikim who have achieved that greatest light, that ayei, through holiness. Sheze bechinas Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, shezocho lerozin stimen. This is the great Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, who was zoche to the hidden secrets, shein bechinas ayei, which are all included under this umbrella term ayei. Ki lule ischus hatzadik emes, lo yehoye lanu koyach, afilu lechapes ulevakesh klal. Because were it not for the merit of these great tzaddikim, we wouldn't have the ability or the strength to search for Hashem at all. When we're down and out, we wouldn't have any strength to search for Hashem or to reach out to Hashem. We would drown in the darkness, in the filth. There would be no hope and no getting back up for those who would fall and become very far from holiness. Ubifrat achshov, Rav Nosson Zal says, especially nowadays, sheyesh b'nei yodom shenoflu ma'oid lachatoim v'aveiros gemuros rachmanosan. There are people today who have fallen into major sins, rachmanosan. Umeheichon hoyu mekablim chiyus, where in the world can they get the strength and energy that they need to reach out to Hashem, to search for Hashem, and to return to Hashem? And therefore, their all hope for them would be lost. Ach be'emes, al yidei koyach hatzadikei emes, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai v'chaveiro. However, the truth is that it's only through the power of the true tzaddikim, like Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai and his friends, shezochu lebechinas ayeh, who were zeiche to the top levels of Torah, the Maimar Sosom, the hidden statement, ayeh, this is what gives the power and the ability to those who fall away from Hashem, even those who fall into places of filth, for them to reach out and search for Hashem. Until they rebound and go reach up to this top level called Ayeh, Me'achar shekvar hoyu tzadikim amitiim shezoch lo b'chinasayi shusisrei Torah. Once there were already great tzadikim who climbed that ladder and reached the top level of the crown and opened it up and developed it fully and achieved it, they make it available for the people all the way down on the lowest levels. The Arizal says, on the Haggadah of Pesach, that we mentioned there, the four sons, Keneged Arba Bonim Dibra Torah, that the Torah speaks about four sons. Echod Tom, one is a complete one. Tam means complete. Tam could mean, there are several different definitions of Tam. One of the definitions of Tam means Sholem, complete, perfect, whole. So one is Tam, then comes Russia. Russia is the worst one. Echod Chacham. The first one is the Chacham. That's the top one. Then comes the Rasha. Then comes the Tam. Then comes the Shenei De'elishol. So the Arizal asks, I don't get it. It's out of order. The Chacham should be on top. The Rasha should be on bottom, shouldn't he? The Rasha should be as far away from the Chacham as possible. The Arizal says that a Chacham who doesn't have a Rasha next to him ain't no Chacham. He isn't a Chacham. If a person's really a Chacham, his Chachma has to be the ability to turn around the Rasha, just like we just showed here. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai was so great studying secrets of Torah, one of the most important goals in studying those secrets of Torah was opening a door for the people who would fall to the lowest places and would need the highest level light to rescue them. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, by him tapping into that highest level light, he's the one who makes it available, who throws down a rope to the people who are billions of miles down in the Tuma to be able to rescue them, to be able to get them out of there. Lahavdil, when you're running a rescue mission for people who are trapped behind enemy lines, you don't send regular soldiers for that. For that, you send the elite unit, the top, the commandos, the best chosen ones. That's who's needed to be able to rescue these people who are trapped behind enemy lines, you know, in the hands of the Sitra Achra. And the Arizal says that also there regarding the worlds, the four worlds, that the Olam Hoasiya, the lowest of the worlds, has to receive, which corresponds to the Russia in those four, has to receive light from the Chacham, from the Olam Hoatzilus. Because it's so far down, the further down one is, he needs a higher level light to be able to help him. Just like Rabbeinu Zal says in chapter 30 in Likutei Moran, that there are people who say, I'm not that religious, I'm not that learned, so anybody who knows a little more than me can teach me, can help me. I don't need to look for a big rabbi. Rabbeinu Zal says, that's not true, that's wrong. Because the more sick a person is, a person who has a regular illness can go to a regular doctor. A person who's very ill knows they don't go to no regular doctor. They need a specialist. So if a person recognizes that they are very ill spiritually, that our generation today is very ill, just like when the Jews were in Egypt, they were on the 49th level of Tumah, they didn't need no regular tzaddik. They needed the top of the top, the highest level tzaddik possible, Moshe Rabbeinu, to be able to cure them, to be able to save them and help them. So to a person who recognizes that he's spiritually ill, that he's lacking spiritually in a big way, he has to look for the top tzaddikim who can be able to help him. V'zeh b'chinas, and this is what the pasuk says. Over there, right near that pasuk, ki lois yishokach mipizaroi, in Parshas Hazinu, I believe it in Hazinu or Vayelech, it says, V'onso hashiro hazois lefonov le'eg. And this song will serve as testimony, ki lois yishokach mipizaroi, that the Torah will not be forgotten from his children. Ki ikar hashira, because if you take a look at the Shiras Hazinu over there, what is it really talking about? Hu shemoidi al Yisrael. It's Hashem and Moshe Rabbeinu informing the Jewish people, Sheba'achris hayomim yihiyu rechoikim yashem yisporach moid, that as we get close to the coming of Moshiach, the Jewish people are going to be very, very far from Hashem. Kamoshekos of Shem, as the Pasuk says there, ki yire ki ozlas yod v'efes otzur v'ozuv. People are going to see, they're going to put their hands down, and they're going to be ready just to give up completely, because they're going to see that they're so, so far away from light, from spirituality. And then the Pasuk says, they're going to say, Aye Elokeimoi, where is Hashem? Ze bechinas aye. This is this aye, shemechapsim umevakshim aye Hashem yisporach, where we search and we ask, where is Hashem? Vaideze loisi shokach mi pizaroi. And through this, the Torah will never be forgotten. We will never lose our connection from Hashem. Because through this, a person is zoichet to find Hashem. And this ayah again means a person's search on a daily basis. A person who's honest, who recognizes they have a day in front of them, they have their life in front of them. What exactly am I here for? What exactly am I supposed to be doing? And what exactly am I supposed to be doing today? What does Hashem want from me? That's this search, that's this ayeh mekoyim kevoidoi, that a person's supposed to turn to Hashem every single day and say, reporting for command, Sergeant Jones, I'm here, ready, able, and willing. Give me my working, give me my orders, give me my direction, Hashem. Point me in the right direction. Show me what you need, what you want from me. Guide me. If you're not going to guide me, then I don't know. I'm like a horse. A horse that doesn't know which way to go, they put blinders on him and they give him a kick and send him in the right direction so they know he's going to go in the right direction. Point me in the right direction. That's the takneinu be'etza toiva mulfanecha, begging Hashem for clarity, for clear direction for ourselves, for our wives, for our children, for our friends, for Klal Yisrael, to know exactly what does Hashem want from us. And now Rav Nosson Zal says, V'zeh b'chinas lag boimer. And this, with this, we'll understand a whole new insight into the holiday of lag boimer. Ki oz posku lomus talmidei Rabbi Akiva. Because that's when the students of Rabbi Akiva, who started dying in the beginning of that 33-day period, that's when they stopped dying. V'oz nistalek Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. And lag boimer is the day on which Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Zal himself passed away. V'hu yoim hilula rabba didei. That's referred to as the day of his great wedding. Hilula means a wedding. The great elevation of his soul. Ki Rabbi Akiva hoyodoyresh kisrei oisyois. The Gemara tells us that when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to heaven for 40 days, he checked out the scene up there to see what's going on up there. And he saw Rabbi Akiva sitting and expounding on the crowns on the letters of the words of the Torah. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, Hashem, what do you need me for? If you have somebody like this, you should give the Torah through him. Because he saw how great Rabbi Akiva was, that he was teaching, he was giving drashos on the crowns of the letters. Remember the crowns, keser. That's the ayeh. That's the maimar so shehim bechinas ayeh, bechinas maimar sosum. That bechinas sisrei Torah. That represents the secrets of Torah, the highest level of Torah, the crown. V'alkein kol inyonoi shel Rabbi Akiva sosum venelam. And that's why the whole concept of Rabbi Akiva and what happened to Rabbi Akiva is completely hidden from us. It's a complete mystery to us. Ve'ef sher lahovin, it's impossible for us to understand why somebody like Rabbi Akiva, who was so beloved by Hashem, how he died such a horrible, horrible death, having the flesh raked off his, we're using metal rakes to tear off the flesh from his body. At shegam Moshe Rabbeinu alav ha-shalom lo yhoya yochel lahovin, to the point where the Gemara tells us that even Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't understand, because when he asked Hashem, can I see the reward that's designated for Rabbi Akiva? Hashem said, sure, here you go. And Hashem turned on the video, and he saw Rabbi Akiva, the flesh being torn from him while he was still alive. V'shoal, and Moshe Rabbeinu asked, Zu Torah v'zu schara? This is Torah? This is the reward for Torah? This is how somebody like this, who reaches such a high level that he knows to explain the crowns on the letters, this is his reward? V'heshev lo Hashem yisborach. And Hashem responded to Moshe Rabbeinu, Shtoik, be silent. Kach olo b'machshava. This is my thoughts. You have no concept in this. You have no idea. You have no understanding in knowing why, what my plan is. As the Gemara expounds on this on page 29 in Menachos. Shezeu bechinas hakushyois she'efsher lohavin shom darkei Hashem yisborach. This corresponds to those questions whereby it's impossible for us to understand certain things about the ways of Hashem. Shein bechinas aye. These questions are in the category of aye, way above our understanding. Bechinas sisrin ugnizin de malka, the hiddenmost secrets of the king. And it's also for this reason that the students of Rabbi Akiva did not treat each other with the proper respect, because they came from Rabbi Akiva. Shehu bechinas aye mekoyim kevoidoi. We said that Rabbi Akiva is in the category of aye. He's up there with the crowns of the letters. Alkein pogmu bahakovoy. That's why his students were so vulnerable to be able to be poigem in the kovoy. Because we mentioned, Nosson Zal is going to explain now. Ki be'emes tzorich kol echod linhoi kovoyd godoyl b'chaveiroy. Because the truth is, each and every Jew is supposed to treat their fellow Jew with tremendous respect. As the Gemara says, Ki kovoid Yisroel, hi kovoid Hashem Yisborach. Because treating a fellow Jew with respect is treating Hashem with respect. Every Jew has a part of Hashem in them. They have a neshama, a soul, which is chelek ol kamimal. If you respect a Jew, you're respecting Hashem. If you disrespect a Jew, you're showing disrespect to Hashem. And by showing respect to a fellow Jew, you're revealing the greatness of Hashem. You're showing, and that was really the whole purpose of creation, to reveal the kavod of Hashem. Whereas the students of Rabbi Akiva were poigim in this, they did not show each other the proper respect. And this happened because of the fact that they were rooted in Aye. Ki be'emes tzrichin legalois kvoidoi ulahamshich mebechinas Aye lebechinas meloichoritz kvoidoi. Because our mission on this world is to reveal the cover of Hashem, to reveal the honor of Hashem, to draw the light from Aye, from on top, from the Keser, from the top of the top, and bring it all the way down to the level of Maloy Oretz Kavodei, where people can see Hashem's greatness. That's the two greatness. When Hashem makes miracles, for example, and everybody sees, whoa, there's Hashem. Ze keli v'anveyu, as we said in Lesa, there's Hashem in action. Ki ho ikar legalois kvoidoi. Because the main thing is to reveal Hashem's kavoid, not to hide it. Ach machma shesharoshom hoya mimokom gavoya moid bebchinas aye. However, because of the fact that the students of Rabbi Akiva, their souls were rooted in the highest place in this ayeh, pogmu bazeh. Because of that, they messed up in this area. V'loy hishtatlu lahamshich hakovoid ulegalois mebechinas ayeh lebechinas meloy choloretz kevoidoi. And they did not put in the proper effort into drawing the kovoid from ayeh, from the top floor, bringing it all the way down to Maloy Choloretz Kavoidoi. V'loy noagu kovoid b'chavereim ha-tamidi chachomim. They did not show the proper respect to their fellow rabbis. U'machmazeh nistalku bein Pesach la'tzeres. And it's for this reason that they passed away specifically during that season, from Pesach to Shavuos. She'oz oiskin lotzeis mitum alatara. Because that's when the Jewish nation is involved in getting out of tumah, impurity, and entering into purity. Lekabelas haTorah, to receive the Torah, ulegaloisa, and to reveal it, to broadcast it, mibechinas ayeh, to take it from the top level of ayeh, shubechinas sisrei Torah, which is the secrets of Torah, the hiddenness of Torah, to bring it down, lebechinas meloy choloretz kevoidoi, to bring it to the level where the light of Hashem fills the entire world. Shehu bechinas niglois, that's the concept of reveal, the revealed aspect of the Torah. Legalois haTorah mehelam alagilui, to reveal the Torah, to take it out of its hiddenness into revelation. Just like we know about we're going to read in this coming week's parsha, Parshas Yisroel, Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai. Hashem came down. Why did he come down? To reveal himself. I'm not hiding upstairs anymore. We're coming down to broadcast live, real time, you know, for the whole world to hear and see the greatness of Hashem. That's what Maamar Har Sinai was all about. Al Kain, because the students of Rabbi Akiva were not zoiche to do this, nistalku, that's why they passed away. Remember that we learned earlier that in that place of ayeh, you have two things going on parallel. You have great tzaddikim climbing up there to that top floor, to that keser, to reach the secrets of Torah and the highest light. But in addition, because it is the highest light, because it is this place of secrets of Torah, the sitrachra, the klipos, also hang out. They also draw from there, because that's the only safe place for them to draw from where they can't do too much damage. Because of the fact that the light up there is so hidden, so concealed, that's why that's the place that feeds light and energy to the sitrachra. So the sitrachra is there also. And that's why it's possible for people as great as the students of Rabbi Akiva to have gotten, to have been poigim over there. Because in their location, in this highest, purest place called ayeh, you have the greatest light, but you also have a sitra achra there trying to cause all kinds of problems. V'Rabbi Shimon ben Yochoi v'chaveirov hoyu hatikun shalahem, k'may sham Rabbi Seinuzal. And our rabbis teach us that Rabbi Shimon bar Yochoi Zal and his chevra, they were the tikkun, the rectification, for Rabbi Akiva and all of his students. Ki heim gilu lanu sisrei Torah. Because Rabbi Shimon bar Yochoi and his students revealed secrets of Torah. They were among the first ones to be given permission to put it in writing and make it available for later generations. V'himshichu v'he'iru Torah harbe boilam. And they brought an incredible amount of Torah to the world, both in revealed Torah. We know throughout Shas, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal and his students are among the most popular names throughout Shas Bavli, Shas Yerushalmi, Medrash, everywhere, in addition to the Zohar HaKodesh. U'b'lag Bo'imer nistalik Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. And on Lag Bo'imer is when Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal passed away, v'ha'istalkus hu b'china shenistalik ha'neshoma min aguf l'malo. When a person passes away, it means that the neshama separates from the body and rises upward. V'oz nistalik b'chinas ayeh mi'b'chinas maloy cholor etz kevoidoy. And then there's a separation between these two, between ayeh mekoyim kevoidoy and maloy cholor etz kevoidoy. Ki b'chinas maloy cholor etz kevoidoy melubosh b'toycho oretz hazois. Because the revelation of Hashem, the concept of Hashem being revealed, which is what's in that pasuk, Meloi Chol Haaretz Kevoidoi, the entire world is full of Hashem's light and honor, that's what's found in this physical, materialistic world. Shu Bechinas Guf Adam, that's what our body, our physical body represents. Avol Bechinas Ayeh, whereas the concept of Ayeh, Ze bechinas neshama, that corresponds to our soul, shehi nisteres lamalo lamalo, which rises up and becomes hidden in the highest of places. The ikar hachayim, and true life is kisheshneyem mechuborim yachad, when these two get together, when the soul and body are able to unify and work together. Ubechinas ayeh meir bebechinas maloy chloretz kevoidoi. And the level of holiness called ayeh, the neshama, is shining and feeding its light into the body, which is called maloy chloretz kevoidoi. Sheze tikun kol ha'olamos. That is the tikkun of all the worlds. That's the whole purpose of creation. That's the ultimate, when you can marry these two together, when you can take the top of the top and the bottom of the bottom and have them work together, blend together in a constructive way to produce mitzvahs, to study Torah. Remember, an angel can't do mitzvahs. He doesn't have a body. It's only a human being, which is a shidduch, which is a combination of neshama and guf, of ayeh mekoyim kevoideh and maloy chloretz kevoideh, that has the ability to do mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim and thereby go way above the angels. V'hamisa hi bechinas histalkus upirud chas v'shalom ben shtei bechinas now. Death represents the leaving and the separation between these two. V'oz, and when that happens, loy noida mekoimoy ayeh, we have no idea, where did he go? Where did the soul go? It rocketed upwards to a place way, way above anything we could imagine. Avol hatzadikim b'misosom kruyim chayim. However, great, great tzadikim, the Gemara tells us, even when they die, they are referred to as being alive. K'mo shama Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai koidem istalkusoi, as Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai said before he passed away, Loi hamesim yahalalu ko. When his son Rabbi Elazar asked him, how do we go to graves of tzaddikim? Isn't there in the pasuk in the Torah that says v'dore shel hamesim, that you're not allowed to hang out, you're not allowed to talk to the dead people, to try to make contact with the dead people? Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Zal looked at him and said, were you not Rabbi, were you not my son, and you'd be dead for asking that question. And he explained to him that the pasuk Loi HaMesim Yahalalu Ko refers to Rishoyim are called Mesim. By Tzadikim, we don't use that term. We don't use that word. The Torah doesn't call them Mesim. Rakshaini Hani, these are different. Tzadikim are different. De'ikrun Chayim. The Torah refers to them as living. They ain't dead. Going to a Tzadik's kever is not visiting somebody that's dead. It's visiting somebody that's much more alive than most of the living people. Hainu, ki afal pisha tzadik nestalik lemalo, lebechina saye, meaning, even though the soul of the tzaddik has risen upward, lebechinas aye, to the level of aye, afal pikein hu meir gam bozeh ha'olam, he still continues to feed light, to shine into this physical, materialistic world. He doesn't forget about us. He doesn't leave us. There's a pasuk, agura ba'aholcha oilamim. David HaMelech pray to Hashem, Hashem, allow me to live in your tent in worlds. Worlds oilamim is plural. Allow me to have 1 foot in this world, 1 foot in the next world. That's what tzaddikim are all about. V'nechshav ki'ilu hu chai mamish. And it's considered as if he's literally alive. Adarabba, and not just that, Rabbi Nosson says, that isn't enough. Achshav hu meir yoyser v'yoyser. His light shines much more brightly in this physical, materialistic world after he dies than when he was physically living. K'may shekoso b'zohar HaKodesh, as the Zohar HaKodesh says, Tzadikaya shchichi yatir b'hayalma bosar distaloku. Tzadikim are more available, are more present in this world after they leave than when they were here. You hear what the Zohar HaKodesh is saying? That his power multiplies. When he was physically living here, he was 1,000,000 watts. When he dies, he's 1,000,000,000 watts down here on this earth. Not just upstairs, down here. Ki hatzadik kol ma she'oyle yoyser v'yoyser lebchinas ayeh. Because a true tzaddik, the more he goes up and he achieves higher and higher levels of ayeh, hu mamshich mishom he'ora yoyser v'yoyser lebchinas maloy cholor eskevoidoy. He brings that light down. He pulls it down further and further down to the maloy cholor eskevoidoy, which means to the physical world, to the people who need it the most, to the people who are furthest away from Hashem. Ki ikar avoidas hatzadik bechayov uve moisoy hu legaloy selakusa yisporach tomid. Because the main work and effort and mission of a tzaddik during his lifetime and after he passes away is to always be revealing the light of Hashem, broadcasting, revealing that light of Hashem. V'chol ma shenestalik v'oilo l'ma l'ma l'yosef v'yosef l'b'chinas ayeh, and the more the tzaddik rises upward to higher and higher levels, to that ayeh, hu mamshich mishom yoyser v'yoyser he'orah, he brings down from there more and more light, lehizgalus elokus shenizga, to reveal Hashem, shenizgale veyoyer yoyser, so that Hashem should become more and more revealed. Bechinas maloy choloretz kevoidoy, as the pasuk says, filling the entire earth, kol haoretz, artzius, gashmius, with the cover of Hashem. Veze bechinas hilula shel Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, b'yoyim lag boimer shenistalik. And this is the reason for the great celebration that takes place on Lag BaOmer, the day in which Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Zal passed away. Ki bekol shana v'shana, she'oz nistalik b'yoyim hilula delay, oyle l'mala yoyser v'yoyser. Because every single year, when that day rolls around, when that day comes back on the calendar, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Zal goes higher and higher. Just like on a birthday, on a physical birthday in this earth, it says a person's mazel shines. For those who have already passed away, on the day of their yahrzeit, that's their birthday. That's when they were born into the next world. That's when their mazel shines and they experience a major, major elevation. Ve'ikar kol ho'aliyos, and the ultimate elevation is hein bechinas ayeh. Is this level called ayeh? As is written in the Zohar HaKadosh, in the tikkunim that are found at the end of the Sefer Zohar HaKadosh. There is a Sefer, a section of the Zohar HaKadosh that's called Zohar HaKadosh, and all the way in back of that book, there are about 7 chapters that are called additional tikkunim that are not found at the tikkuni Zohar, that were filled in. So there, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Zal says, Kad'ihi slikas, when the Shekhinah rises up, Malachi Shalin Beginei. The angels ask about it. Aye Mekoim Kivoido. Where? Whoa, where is he going? They see a rocket ship going up. They see the blasting light and everything. And they see it going past them and going higher and higher. And they ask, Aye Mekoim Kivoido. Where is this Kavoid? V'choma shenestalik lemalo. And the more the tzaddik rises higher up, yoser, lemala yoser, to a higher level upwards, hu meir lanu elokusoi behizgalos yoser. It makes it possible for him to shine the light of Hashem down here on earth in a more revealed way. Umamshich he'ora yesera mebechinas ayeh, and he keeps drawing down more and more light from the Aye, from the top of the top, all the way down to the bottom, to this physical world, which is referred to as Meloi Chaloretz Kevoidoi. Shaydeze yeshlanu koyach yoiser lechapsoi ulevakshoi tomid. And what this does for us, what this translates into for us, lemaise, is this gives us the ability to search for Hashem, to search, to reach out, ad shegam anachnu nizke lemotzoi, to the point where even we, in this darkest of times, are able to find Hashem, v'loy nishkach oisoi v'toirosim mitzvos v'loylam, and not forget Hashem or His Torah or mitzvahs ever, k'moy sheftiach lanu, as Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Zal promised us, that as a result of this light, the Zohar Kodesh that Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Zal brought to the world, this is going to take us out of exile. And this is why this holiday comes out specifically on the 33rd day, and it's not called Gal, it's called Lag. Bechinas Gal Einai Va'abito Niflois Mitoirosecho. This corresponds to a pasuk in Tehillim where David HaMelech says to Hashem, Hashem, open my eyes, gal einai, reveal to my eyes, and allow me to see the wonders of your Torah. Bechinas sisrei Torah. Niflois means wonders. That refers to the secrets of Torah, the innermost part of the Torah. Bechinas ayei, shaydeze zoichin lechuva shalema. And this is what will bring about a complete tshuva for Klal Yisrael, kanal as we discussed earlier, amen v'amen. This is why we said we see this growing. It's like a boulder going down a mountain, you know, pick a snowball picking up speed. That every year now, in the last 20 years or so, it started out, it used to be like 30, 40 years ago, Lag BaOmer, you had a couple of hundred people at most going to Miron for Lag BaOmer. And on a regular Shabbos, there were times when they struggled to find a minyan up there in Meron. Nowadays, every Shabbos, there's 500, 1,000, 1,500 people there. And every day, there are people going all the time. Not every day and night, 24-7. It's a place that's alive, that's pulsating with life. People learning and davening and growing, connecting to Hashem. And Lag BaOmer is something out of this world. Lag BaOmer, it's a gathering of 600,000, 800,000 Jews. You know, the largest gathering by far anywhere of people coming to this place, somehow feeling every ask, why? What are we going there for? What's so big? What? The answer is, the Gemara says, Afal gafti yulo chozi masli chozi. Even though the person doesn't see it with their eyes, the neshama senses that this is something different, that this tzaddik is something unique. He brought something to Klal, even though, what do you mean? He's bigger than Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was his Rebbe. Rabbi Akiva was his Rebbe, and yet he succeeded where Rabbi Akiva was not matzliach, his Talmidim were not matzliach. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Zal and his students were the tikkun for them. The Zohar HaKadosh says, they said, Anan b'chavivusa tal yamilsa. Our success is dependent on the unity, the love between us. And they're the ones who laid the foundation for the Arizal, for the Baal Shem Tov, the whole Limud of Chassidus. And Musar is all based on the Zohar HaKadosh, on the teachings of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Zal, the Zohar HaKadosh, the Tikkuni Zohar, the Sefer Reishis Chochma, all of the major Sforim of Tshuva and of coming close to Hashem are all based on Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal and his students. We should be zeicha, we who are privileged to live in Eretz Yisrael, to realize that we have this jewel in our midst and to do everything we can to connect by learning the Sforim, by learning Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal's Sforim and the Sforim that are built on his Sforim, the Likutei Moran, all the Sifrei Chassidus, and by visiting, by going to Miron as often as we can, to connect with this great tzaddik, to be mispal there for personal yeshuas and for the yeshuas of all of Klal Yisrael. Baruch Hashem.